Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After Vedam Tutor, it is time for the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and the time in the studios now is 7:03. We do not have 45 minutes for a regular Bhajan Classroom like we do every week during this time. Nevertheless, what we have for you today is something very interesting. Something which we have not done often. Something which we have prepared specially for the occasion. And the occasion is adoration of the Lord as Shiva. Shivaratri is around the corner. The festival which immerses all of us in the rumination of the one who is the embodiment of creation, dissolution, and the cycle of birth and death. Lord Shiva is such an enigmatic personality. Lord Shiva is one who is an image of intense activity, because he is the one who symbolizes the dance of creation, the Nataraja. At the same time, Lord Shiva is the one who is the picture of peace. Lord Shiva is the quintessential ascetic, is the quintessential figure of deep meditation. He is at the same time sattva, at the same time the tamas which is the dissolution, the sattva which is elevation. Lord Shiva is a beautiful amalgamation of birth and death, of creation and dissolution, of meditation and action, of stillness and activity, of dance and deep silence. That is what is Lord Shiva. And those of us who have had the chance to watch Bhagavan are only so blessed, because we have seen how Lord Shiva in flesh and blood is. How he can be so dispassionate. Lord Shiva is the intensely dispassionate one. At the same time, the one who intensely loved. The one who can be won over only by love. The one who is the beautiful blend of all the likes and dissimilarities, opposites and the contradictions that this world is made up of. Lord Shiva is all of this. He is the Lord of all lords. At the same time, he is the one who transcends even the lords. The Parama Purusha. He's the source. He's that stillness, that Brahman, which stirred and became Prakriti. So we are very happy that on this occasion, when we are above, to immerse ourselves in the chanting of the name of Lord Shiva. Dear listeners, today we have for you a very special offering. Something which will just allow you to close your eyes and just get elevated into Shiva consciousness. So I request you now to close your eyes. Picture the image of Bhagavan as Shiva. And then just forget your senses and be lost in this special offering. It is a Shiva Bhajan's medley. Here it is.
Yeah.
dear listeners, did it remind you of how electrifying bhajans would be when Bhagwan would lead the bhajans? Did it remind you of how we can get lost in the contemplation of the divine? Did it give you a taste of the vibrancy of what Sai bhajans can be and what it can do to us? When we do bhajans with so much of vigor, there is no way that our senses can think of anything else. That is the reason why Swami always mentioned that when you are singing bhajans, clap, sing, hear, follow. Everybody can do it. You don't have to be a trained musician, because all our senses should be fully immersed. That is when we will learn to withdraw and go in and then seek that bliss within, that Shivatvam that is there within. This was the offering from the Radio Sai team as we approach the beautiful festival of Shivratri. We will upload this on our website. Dear listeners, please feel free to share with all your family and friends, and let us charge and recharge ourselves for this elevating festival where we adore our Lord as the cosmic primordial principle. Bhagwan in 1963 declared that I am Shiva Shakti Swarupa. He is the only Purusha. He is the only Paramatma. And we are all, irrespective of our gender, our color, our caste, we are all Prakriti, we are all nature. So dear listeners, Shivratri is the union of every Jivatma with the Paramatma. It is the union of everything that has come from the source back to the source. And for this, we really need to completely go within, because that is where the source is. And bhajans is a beautiful medium for this. Shivratri is an occasion which will help us to make this journey easier, faster, quicker, and also enjoyable. So enjoy this Shivratri and share this bhajan medley. We will put it on the website so that you can listen again and share easily with all those whom you want to positively infect with the divine vibrations of Sai bhajans. As always, if you have any queries or comments or feedback, please feel free to write to us, listener@radiosai.org. That is where we will look for you. So the time moves on, and it is now Radio Sai's Children's Hour. My colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over. I will be back after the Children's Hour for a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we will continue to ruminate on the Shiva Tattvam, on how to focus on this cosmic principle that animates and who is beyond everything that animates this universe. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai's Children's Hour. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.